Welcome to Geeks Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And we are so excited that you're here on the 700th episode of Geeks Corner.
700?
Hard to believe. I don't know if I believe it or
That's
not.
That's so many.
It is true.
We and are only one of us has been here since the beginning.
That is true.
It wasn't me.
We'll let you guess. 700 episodes ago, we were sitting on a porch talking about things. And we'll get to those things in just a minute. But before we do that, what should people do, Katie?
You should go to geekscorner.live and you should comment your favorite memory from 700 episodes of Geeks Corner. I also miss Katya. I hope that was directed at me.
I think so. Definitely. Maybe both of us, like, but probably
like,
you.
I feel like Katya and I are
yes.
Like...
700 episodes ago, yeah. We're looking at October-ish.
Of 2010.
At the time, I went back and looked through the archives of Geeks Corner and Daps Magic coverage, I guess you could say. And these are the things that were going on that were the big stories of the month. Mm-hmm. So at the time, in 2010, Duffy the Disney Bear came to Disneyland and Walt Disney World.
How was that received?
For a short-term visit.
Wow, people, you know, Mr. Daps, people these days sure do love Duffy the Bear. They must have loved Duffy in Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World
or
Resort.
Tokyo Disneyland.
I will never forgive you guys for failing.
October Duffy. 2010, Cadillac Range in Cars Land topped out in what will be Cars Land at Disney California Adventure. So that is when, at that point, it's just scaffolding, and they're like, oh, we've reached our top point.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. And so they still had about a year and a half to go.
They had a ways to go. Even more exciting, for those of you that love Star Wars, C-3PO was announced as the pilot for Star Wars, The Adventures Continue. Star Tours, The Adventures Continue.
I don't want to say boo, but I miss Captain Rex.
We love Captain Rex. I mean, that's...
He's number one in my heart.
The original Captain Rex.
The original Captain Rex. He's number one in my heart.
Perhaps even more exciting, though. This is riveting here. Electronica arrived at the Disneyland Resort in 2010 of October at Disney California Adventure.
Oh my gosh, missed opportunity. I should have brushed off my I Heart Tron, but this will do for now shirt.
That would have been perfect. But since you didn't, I have something instead that was not from October 2010, but it is from Electronica.
Oh no.
Enjoy. So if I remember correctly, that was a complete surprise for Johnny Five that we so graciously set up for him. And he was even more gracious and playing Yes And With.
Yes.
Yes, but Electronica was October 2010. That was a little bit, I think that was about a year later. But I could find no better representation of Electronica. So that's what was going on in the parks. What was going on at Geek's Corner mm-hmm. was something entirely, well, not entirely different, slightly different. And I went back and did some research mm-hmm. and looked at what did Geek's Corner cover on the very first episode in 2010. So the very first topic that we talked about that I would like your opinions on this okay. too, is we did talk about Star Tours Adventures Continue.
Okay.
And at the time we'd learned that Ace was going to be the new pilot droid. He's the one that ends up not being the droid because, mm-hmm. you know, C-3PO takes over. We learned about Ali Sansan.
Oh, the droid for the pre-show?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that one. Who's voiced by the same person who does CJ Craig and the West Wing. We also learned, and this goes back to episode one now, the connection we have with Michael Giacchino. Because we learned that Michael Giacchino was doing the music for Star Tours, The Adventures Continue. So of this first, we're going to revisit this. Of this first topic that we covered on Geek's Corner 700 episodes ago, what do you think about all this?
It's funny how much things have changed, but also how much things have not changed.
Exactly the same.
Same as it ever was. I think that it's very funny that I'm sure at some point in literally this calendar year, we have talked about Star Tours, The Adventures Continue being updated.
Yeah.
It's so funny to look back and be like, these are the...
So here's my question. What do you think about the updates versus the original version?
I miss the original version.
I do too.
So I like the randomized aspect of Star Tours The Adventures Continue.
But I kind of want a blending of the two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really, really, really miss the Captain Rex storyline.
I would honestly like the new version with Captain Rex.
Yes, I agree.
And maybe C-3PO has a peripheral role as opposed to being central.
So I obviously have always loved Disney parks. That's really what draws me to the Disney fandom. It's not movies. It's not characters. It's parks. It's parks and experiences. And I was removed from the Disney fandom at the time because I was, you know, in high school. And I remember when I rode Adventures Continue for the first time, I was like, oh, so they're just making 3PO do what the last droid did. I don't even know Star Wars.
So here's my thought on the whole thing is they should always be secondary characters, not the main.
Yeah.
Like they're always the sidekicks. They're not. And honestly, it's kind of one of those things where that's not a bad thing because the best sidekicks, when you put them central in a role, often don't end up being a great thing. Like, as much as they were digging into the whole, what was it, LeFou and Gaston mm-hmm. series, like, part of me was like, I'm okay with this not happening because LeFou should never be the central character. Like, what makes him funny is the fact that he's a sidekick. I don't know.
I feel like you're trying to draw a comparison here, and I will say I don't appreciate it.
I don't know what comparison I'm drawing, but
I am more than a sidekick, Mr. Dapps.
Oh, I wasn't drawing that comparison.
I am allowed to be a main character.
I'm going to keep moving on topic, because we're going to run out of time. You have anything else on Star Tours? Because we're not leaving Star Wars yet.
We're not leaving Star Wars?
No, okay. Because it was announced at the same time. And as I was rewatching the first episode, I was literally going through Dapps and picking topics as we were going. but we learned 700 episodes ago that Star Wars was going to be released in theaters in 3D.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, which ended up only being...
Where's my shoe?
Some Star Wars made it to 3D. I don't think all of them
Star Wars?
I believe the first one might have been the only one that we actually got to see in 3D. It might have been the second.
Yeah,
Phantom Menace. Because they were starting with the prequels and they were going to work their way through. And I feel like...
Oh my god. And what did we talk about on Geek's Corner last week that we'll be releasing in theaters?
Star Wars,
The Phantom Menace.
But that's why people need to go see it, because last time we didn't get to see the whole thing. So we will see.
This is crazy.
So, but 3D, your favorite. What do you think about seeing them all big screen?
In 3D?
Mm-hmm.
No, thanks.
Okay. How about regular?
Yeah. That's actually why we're going to go see The Phantom Menace when it hits theaters.
Absolutely. And Ghostbusters.
He won't stop talking about
I'm excited for Ghostbusters. That's not even in the show tonight, but I am excited for Ghostbusters. March 22nd. Don't miss it. The next topic that we talked about 700 episodes ago, and this one might be my favorite because I went back and looked for more information on it, and you just can't find anything. It's like there's information in 2010 and then it just disappears. So somebody, if you want to research this and let us know, it'd be greatly appreciated. We'll put a guest post on the Geeks Corner blog. So in 2010, we learned that scientists might have discovered the planet Vulcan in the Goldilocks zone, and it could possibly support life. The planet's called Zarmina's World.
Oh, yeah. Good old Zarmina's mm-hmm. World.
And if we were to want to get there, it would only take us 10 days at the equivalent of Star Trek's Warp 9. We talked about this on Geeks Corner 700 episodes ago. What do you think about planet Zarmina's World?
I'm disappointed that we haven't actually found Vulcan.
Like, I'm disappointed that I couldn't find information on it.
If it's been 13 and a half years.
Well, and I think we're in that era where in the movies, the Vulcans show up on the planet and say hi or something. But
they just show up and say, hey.
Well, you'll see a movie and then it'll make sense.
They're like silly little guys.
In Montana. Yeah.
Of course they show up in Montana.
They do.
Isn't Kirk's not from Montana?
No, he's from Iowa.
He's from Iowa.
Iowa. All right. Next topic. Are you ready?
No.
This one is not going to surprise you. Halloween time arrived at the Disneyland Resort.
Wow. No way.
Granted, it was a few weeks before.
It'll be like 2 months late now.
But with this Halloween party, we lost Halloween Screams to the Halloween party. So you can no longer see it.
I remember as a general this year. Public. Oh my goodness.
This was the year it went to parties and there was a bit of an uproar.
I remember this
because
year.
You no longer could see Halloween Screams above the skies of Disneyland as a regular paying guest.
I got to see it for my birthday because it got rained out of a party the night before.
On the weekends, you could still see Remember Dreams Come True, however.
The best fireworks.
Over at Big Thunder Ranch,
aww.
You could experience the Halloween Roundup where there were magicians. There were lots of pumpkin carvings.
Hey, Chris Glass said that.
Mm-hmm. That is true. There was a petting zoo.
Wow. How is that different from the normal petting
zoo? If you were a kid, there were coloring opportunities.
I was a kid.
Eventually, at the time. There would also be a, what was the person that read the crystal ball?
Like a, I don't know.
I don't know what they're called, but she would read the crystal ball. And she was amazing. Mm-hmm. Might have been one of the best Disney entertainment things I've ever seen.
Wow.
Because she would stand out in front of this tent where the villains were. And I'm not sure if it was this year, but it might have been a later year. And she would read the crystal ball. And you could, like, it was kind of a show, but she would also just randomly, like, if people walked up, she would tell your future and stuff like that. It was
a medium.
A medium, yes. She was doing that. This also was a year for Ghost Galaxy. With Halloween time, we spent a great deal of time talking about Ghost Galaxy inside Fortune Teller. Thank you. Inside of Space Mountain, and then also the projections on the outside. And one of the great tips from Johnny Five was to go up on Interventions to watch it at night. Uh-huh. Now they charge you like $140 to go up there and watch fireworks. Haunted Mansion Holiday was also talked about. This was the year that Johnny Five learned that their actual cookies in there, like the gingerbread house, is a real gingerbread house and not.
What did he think it was?
He thought it was Disney Magic with Smells.
Oh, okay.
Which is a completely legit thing, especially when you go back that far. And then this was also the year where we talked about not a whole lot happened in DCA for Halloween because it was getting a redress.
And I say, well, that was around the same time where you couldn't enter through the gate. You had to enter next to where Ann Geddes was.
We'll continue with this. We also had, not Halloween anymore, moving on. We learned about the next big promotional for the Walt Disney Company and its Disney parks. And that was, who remembers this? I hope you do. Let the memories begin.
The photo thing?
The thing where you'd send in your photos or videos and they put them on the projections on Small World or Cinderella Castle, depending on which resort you were in. And the thing we talked about with this was not just sending your pictures in, but looking for you in other people's pictures, either on the projection of Small World or at Cinderella Castle if you're at Walt Disney World, because it was the whole Let the Memories Begin photobomb campaign that you were supposed to unintentionally photobomb and appear in other people's memories and then find yourself in those memories.
All of this sounds so 2010.
Back in the day.
Wow.
What do you think of this? Like, if they did this, I actually think this is one they should bring back.
I love
the concept of this, and I feel like technology's come so much further, they could make it really fun.
Is this the same promotion that also had the giant thing in the Esplanade?
Maybe.
Because I didn't like that part.
Yeah, I wouldn't, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I just want the projection part.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was impossible to find your face on Small World.
That's very funny.
And it's not the first time they did this, because for the 50th, you could send in a picture too, and they had all of those murals of the pictures everywhere, and mosaics, murals, whatever they are.
The one that's in, I can't think of what that tower is called. The new one, the new tower.
Oh, okay. Discovery.
Yeah, there it is. But
the mosaics, thank you, Clocky.
I think that the projection technology has gotten even better. And I think that
We can find our photo bombs that much easier.
Let's use the same photos from 2010.
But HD. Because there's AI now. You can clean it up. I know you love that. All right, next. This seems appropriate since we both have Switches. GoldenEye was released for Wii, which made Johnny want a Wii. And I still contend the GoldenEye for N64 is one of the best video games ever released. I do play it on the Wii, on the Switch. But for this version, instead of it being Pierce Brosnan, they were updating it to be Daniel Craig. The new James Bond at the time.
Here's a fun piece of Dabs lore. And thank you, Bailey, for helping make this happen. We got this man a Nintendo Switch just so that he could have GoldenEye.
Which is the most played game on that Switch, quite frequently.
Bailey, you knew what I was going to say. The Astro Blaster's camera was actually better in 2010. That is so true.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And then finally, there was an effort by a wonderful man from Minnesota named Disney Dean to bring forth, I'm going to call it, the Retro Disney Channel. Because the Disney Channel was not retro enough anymore. And the hope here was to bring back all of that old programming and have a TV station on linear television that would just be all of the old classic, like Mickey Mouse Club and True Life Adventure and old live action and old animated classics. That did not happen. We thought it was going to happen with Disney Plus. Didn't quite happen there either. Maybe someday. We can still hope, right? But it didn't.
You were like, you started this preface with like a wonderful man from Minnesota. And I was like, okay.
Oh, you thought it was going to be me. Huh?
Here we go.
No, it was not me.
I was like, let the Minnesotan out.
Thank you.
For calling you a wonderful man from Minnesota?
No, it was Dean.
Oh.
He was from Southern Minnesota, if I remember correctly.
Well, that's but like what a whole different state.
I am curious. What do people think about a retro Disney Channel type thing? Because to me, that goes straight on Disney Plus. But we haven't quite gotten that yet. Like, I want all of the old programming from Disney on Disney Plus.
You want, there is one specific thing.
That I want Follow Me Boys, but I also would like Swamp Fox, Zorro. Well, Zorro is on, and I do enjoy that. You can watch Zorro on Disney Plus. I do frequently.
Is it still there?
It was a couple months ago. I haven't looked recently, but I do like the idea of having all of that on Disney Plus, and then also having a function kind of like we have in iTunes or Apple Music now, where you can set a playlist up of shows. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I finished Zorro. Now I want it to go into Follow Me Boys, and now I want it to go into The Ugly Dachshund, and now Blackbeard's Ghost, and then now I don't know, The Shaggy Dog. Like, don't you think it'd be cool if you could queue in Disney Plus?
That would be cool.
There you go. I think that would be amazing. And that is what we covered 700 episodes ago on Geeks Corner. And there was one person that was watching 700 episodes ago. Isn't that right, Katie?
That's very true.
It was not you.
No, it wasn't. I was following you on Instagram.
And the person at the time did not make themselves known.
They were under a different name.
But we know who they are. And there will be something in their mail very soon.
Yeah. How ominous.
Should we spill who it is, or should we just leave it at that?
I'm going to spill who it is.
Spill who it is, Katie.
Miss Bailey has been an absolutely
dedicated,
wonderful person turned friend. And that's been what's really fun, is when this show actually gets to make us genuine friends. And so thank you for being dedicated. I know you have gone to internet cafes in Europe to watch Geeks Corner. And you, what you do is very appreciated. So that is why I was very creepy and confirmed your address.
Earlier. And one of the things you do is make memes.
Yeah, memes.
Which we haven't done in a while, but now we have the technology to do it again. So we asked for one again. And
we didn't ask for one, actually, to show up.
We kind of did. And this is what we got. You want to read this, Katie?
Sure. If it's big enough. It's the 700th episode of Geeks Corner, and Mr. Taps asked for a meme after 4 years.
Apparently it's been 4 years since we had a meme.
I can't believe that one.
We should work on this. They can be pandemic. Regular. Whenever you want, Bailey, just throw stuff at us. We'll make it fun. We'll take more
throw
pictures.
It.
And yes, thank you, Bailey, for being the most dedicated fan and watcher and friend for the last 700 episodes. Hard to believe it's been that long. I'm sure equally for you. And every week we have been doing this. And the interesting thing about 700 episodes ago too is we weren't live then, but when we recorded it was basically the same time as we record now, within an hour, because we were talking about hearing the fireworks if they were going off in that first episode, which I found fascinating. All right.
Didn't
we're
recording yesterday on Mondays though.
We recorded different days, but yes. Mm-hmm. All right. We have for you, we have returned because it's National Pet Day with a new IndieCam. Enjoy.
My favorite part is when he forgot he was scared of the pool.
Wait, I'm scared of that.
He was like, that looks different. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. All right. Today we learned, well, we've already known this, that, well, we've learned what's coming to Disney Plus in March of 2024, which means more episodes of Star Wars The Bad Batch, which I'm personally excited for. Comes out tomorrow. We're also going to get what?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it comes out tomorrow. We're also going to do X-Men 97. And what else are we getting, Katie?
I wasn't prepared for that question.
What's the only thing I think you're going to watch on Disney Plus in March of 2024?
Oh, Taylor Swift the Eras Tour.
I even prepped you for this.
Yeah, I know you did.
I did.
I am forgetful. Taylor Swift the Eras Tour with four previously
new content
unpremiered songs. So the four other surprise songs that she sang in LA, those nights that they filmed, and Cardigan, and there is another song I'm forgetting, but it's going to be like 4 hours of content. I'm going to be very happy. The only way they make me happier, because I did rent the movie twice, don't judge me. I didn't actually pirate it. I just spent the money. The only way they can make it better is if they put the songs that they cut from the film back in their place. Not because they took the Archer out and like Long Live out, and I wish they were just in their place in the concert.
That's... you never know. It's very possible. So here's my question for you in the chat. How many of you are actually going to watch this concert? Because we are curious.
I will watch it multiple times.
Yes. Let It'll us know in the comments. Background. Are you going to be watching it? And what are you most looking forward to with this concert? We also have an update from Rexo. Katie, what happened at Rexham on Saturday?
They beat Knott's County 1-0, baby!
And why is that a big deal?
Because Knott's County was also in the league with them last season, got promoted with them last season, and they were kind of like rivalries because they were both at the top of their game last season. And their fans think that Wrexham is a bunch of Hollywood sellouts.
Yeah, they don't really like Wrexham. So go Wrexham. If you haven't watched it yet, you can watch it on Hulu, where the first, how many seasons? Two?
Two.
And the first two seasons are already playing, and the third is coming in April, I believe. Mm-hmm. But watch it, and you'll know what we're talking about when we have our Wrexham report.
Go Wrexham!
That is correct.
Up the town is what I said.
Up the town.
Up the town.
Better than something else, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
All right. We learned today, kind of sad.
Oh.
Disney's closing its Disney Movie Club.
Which, like, Disney Movie Club was very iconic for a very long
23
time.
Years.
That's
a long time.
So scary. Mm-hmm. That's a very long.
So they're basically cutting the Disney Movie Club, taking all of these movies, hopefully, in discs and physical media, and they're going, here, Sony, we're licensing it to you, and Sony is going to be selling Disney movies, which is weird to me a little bit, other than there is a Spider-Man connection, so they already have some sort of a relationship. But what do you think about this change?
Don't love it.
Really?
The Sony distribution or the movie club?
I don't love the movie club part. The Sony part, I'm intrigued.
No, so here's my issue, and this is maybe, I don't know, you guys can have whatever opinions about this that you want. I think that there is a very strange, happy Geeks Corner Plus. I think there's a very strange disconnect right now from Sony and actual Disney properties to the point where people that are currently in a Sony Marvel movie, Madam Web, think that they got cast in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
That's confusing.
But that's just ignorance. Yeah. We all know better.
Somebody thinks that they're being tricked, and I wouldn't blame them.
Okay.
Anyway.
What's...
Disney Movie Club also makes me sad, because I remember Disney Movie Club in my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually, when you said 23 years, I was like, whoa, that's really crazy, because I remember it like 20 years ago.
So here's the question I have. Hmm. If they're doing the licensing thing to Sony. Sony gets to work or like figure out distribution, marketing, production, all that jazz. Do they also get to choose when these movies come out? And if so, does that mean the whole, like, we're going to keep some movies in reserve and then send them out every 10 years? I'm assuming that just goes away. Because Sony wouldn't care.
Can we get rid of the Disney Vault?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Is like, does the Disney Vault go completely away?
I know the Disney
Vault. And does that mean that Sony is now like, we have this machine. We can make DVDs and Blu-rays super cheap. So we're going to re-release some of these old things that have disappeared. Whether it's Mickey Mouse Club.
Sure.
True Life Adventures. Some of the old live action films. Like some of the lesser known ones. Like, will that make them more available because Sony can do it at a cheaper price point, or do they become less available because Sony just doesn't know?
They become less available because physical media is becoming less available. Did you see the news out of Best Buy this week?
Mm-hmm.
They removed all physical media, like all DVDs, yeah, all Blu-ray.
They said they're going to do that in October.
Yeah. I know, but they did it.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy.
So my other thought, though, is because Sony may not know the numbers and how things play as well. We might have a time period in the short, like the near future, where they just release the heck out of everything. And we have access to more things than not. And yes, the Disney Vault really isn't a thing with streaming, but Disney hasn't put everything on streaming. So it's kind of one of those.
I would like to make a confession. Things. Welcome to Geeks Corner Plus again. This is where
Katie, Geeks Corner Plus too.
This is where Katie makes a very deep confession.
Mm-hmm.
Deep
thoughts with Katie.
Fun fact about me, I have severe generalized anxiety disorder. And I have this sneaking suspicion that it stems from the Disney Vault.
I'm listening.
It made me so nervous as a kid. Like they,
because you couldn't see everything.
Well,
or
no, but they'd have the commercials.
Oh, like, where they'd open
Mary
the big
Poppins
vaults.
Is going back into the vault, and so I was like, I would get stressed. I didn't even care like about whatever movie was going into the vault, but it stressed me out.
Okay.
And now I'm an adult on anxiety medication. So I mean, listen, the Disney Vault was.
So what you're saying is Sony let everything out.
No, I'm saying don't make commercials with a big vault and the door closing.
I don't think they're going to spend that much money on commercials, to be completely honest.
Well, no one really watches commercials anymore, but that would stress me out.
Okay.
I am just a 27-year-old teenage girl, and I am very stressed out about so many things.
So, if Sony were to release one thing on physical media, what would you want it to be?
Easy. Nathan Robinson's.
There you go. Okay.
I don't have it on physical media.
Okay.
I don't think. Yeah, I want it on physical media.
I think I do, but
is it over there?
I literally think it's right over there.
I was like, wait a second.
I'm like, it's right where all the other ones are. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
All right, we've made it through the 700th episode of Geeks Corner. Katie, what should people do?
You should go to dapsmagic.com, check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens, subscribe to our mailing list, and find our Patreon.
And make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We got a ton of videos going up. And we've got more coming this weekend with Anaheim Ducks Days and the continuation of Celebrate Gospel at the Disneyland Resort. You won't want to miss any of those videos as we get them up. But that is all the time we have for you this week. Thank you for watching 700 episodes for those of you who have. Here's to the next 700. That is all the time we have for you this week. We will see you round the corner.
Bye.